rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, maybe you're driving around or you've been in a situation like this, or you can just shed some of your knowledge on this subject. We would love to hear from you. Joy has written us an email. She says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, I love you guys. I listen pretty much every day. My husband also loves you guys. He said we should write to you in relationship rehab. In short, the birth of our first child is being soured by a crazy girl. Me and my husband just had our daughter last month. She's the most perfect little girl in the world. We decided to name her Stephanie after my husband's sister. I also have a good friend named Stephanie as well, and she actually cried when she found out that we named her daughter because she thought we named it after her.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't have a heart to tell her right away. It would have been fine now, but she keeps telling people on Facebook and people in our family that we named our daughter after her. I don't know. It's causing confusion. Should I just tell her or just not worry about it? Do you think she'll get over it in a little bit? I'm just wondering if you guys or anyone listening has any advice for me." So imagine you have a daughter, name whatever you name your daughter, and then one of your friends thinks, "Well, my name is that, so it must be after me."
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's one thing just to think that, but then they go on Facebook, they say, "Hey, you know, family, you know, they named it after me," and your family's like, "No, actually, they named it after her aunt." Brother's sister.
Being vain is a beautiful quality to have.
Yeah. So if this happened, what would you do, Krista? Would you tell the person, or you just let them live their life thinking that
if this is the highlight of their life, that they think that I named my child after them and they're my friend, then I'm just going to let them go with it.
You're just like, "Yeah, man, it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good."
I don't know. Maybe you should tell him.
I would be fine with it.
It would be a tough conversation to have with your friend. Or she's not a best friend, but she says she's a good friend. So I don't know. I mean, it would be hard to sit them down and be like, "Well, Stephanie, you see, what had happened was not
how
after
it came
you.
About was."
Right.
It's such a common name, too. So I don't know. I think it's cute. I don't know. It wouldn't bother me. I just let it go.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? 321-0931. That's our question in relationship rehab. We'll take your calls coming up. She's looking for some advice from you. Do you think she should tell her friend she's not actually named after the daughter, or just let it go? We'll take your calls next with Marco and Krista. Let's get to Cheryl this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
So what do you think here? It's not her best friend. It's just an acquaintance, it looks like. Would you ruin her day by telling her it's not her name, or just let it go? Is it not that big of a deal?
Aww.
My question would be, was there a particular reason why they named the child after his sister? Was it in memory of the sister? Mm. Then I think they would need to tell the friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, yeah. So whatever the
sentiment.
Circumstances are. Then.
Right. It's kind of like naming a child after a grandparent or something.
Sure.
If there's a particular reason that the sister, you know, if she's passed or she's got failing health or something like that, I think they need to honor the sister if that was the purpose.
Sure. Right. How would you tell a friend of yours? How would you do it? Because she's listening right now. Maybe give her some advice on, would you just say, "Hey, I need to talk to you about the baby's name," and then just kind of come out with it?
I think sit down personally with them in a quiet place and just say, "You know, I'm glad you're thrilled about the name of our child, but you need to know this was a specific reason why we did this."
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, and we really appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye bye. 321-0931 in relationship rehab. This is why we do it. We get some help here. Let's get to Jess this morning. Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Hi.
So I think that I think they should basically renounce the friendship. Like, that is so weird. That they should just back off and slowly walk away. Because anybody that cries over, you know, and a name as common as Stephanie, like, that's crazy town. You gotta look out for your brand new baby. You don't want that around.
Yeah.
You don't want Stephanie around.
Yeah, so
Stephanie.
You think she might come in like one of those creepy thrillers where she's like in your house going through your drawers, like, "Yes, you named your daughter after me."
That's the stuff movies are made of.
They are
crazy.
I love those movies.
She's mine now.
Okay, you're creeping us all out, Marco.
Okay. 321-0931. If you had a friend, it's kind of weird that she would cry, but, you know, maybe she's thrilled. She's thrilled that, you know, that your name, all right, so there's mass confusion because she obviously thinks that your name's after her.
Yeah.
Let's get to Mickey this morning. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning.
Hi.
So what do you think Joy should do here? Should she tell her friend or should she just let it go? And
she should definitely tell her, because if she's that emotional about a baby's name,
yeah,
like, you got to tell her. Like, and that's rude.
Like, you just can't let her go.
She's attached, to a way new level. Like,
yeah. You can't let her go through her whole life thinking it was her. Because if the longer it goes, the more crazy.
Oh my God. Especially when the child starts growing up and she's like, "Girl, that's
exactly." Like, there's going to be some way awkward conversations going on, and it's better to do it now.
Yeah. All right, hon. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
It's a relationship rehab here on 93.1 Jams, and let's just take one more call. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so what do you think here? Would you say something to the friend, or would you just let it go?
I would. First and foremost, I think she's a little bit out of place for assuming. So what we'll have to do, we'll have to get her to show, break it bad news, just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let her walk around with that big smile on her face.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not easy to put a smile on your face.
Nah.
And if that's what does it for her, then let her do it.
Let it go Frozen. Let it go.
Very nice. Oh, Elsa.
Well, let's see what everybody thinks here. Is this Lamian?
Yes, it's Lamian.
Lamian. Oh. All right, Lamian.
Hey.
Yeah, so what do you think here? Do you think she should tell the friend, or do you think she should just let it go?
It should let it go. It should definitely let it go, because if not, the heart is going to be so broken, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the best thing is, you know, the lady is so happy about it, and he's informed a lot of people, so the impact is not going to be only onto her, but a lot of people that are happy about it.
Yeah.
So they should just let it go, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially if she started crying when she found out that the name was her.
So, I mean, it's a good thing.
It's not hurting anyone.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, man, I love your radio show, man. I really love it, man. You guys are so entertaining and educative, man. Thank you so much, guys.
You're awesome,
sweet.
Man.
Thank you.
Hang on a second. We're going to get you a morning show prize pack, okay? We're going to get you something nice. We appreciate
the
nice words. Hold on a second. What a sweet guy.
That's super nice.
Let's get to Simone this morning. Hey, Simone.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. So what do you think here? Do you think she should say something to the friend, or just let it go and not ruin somebody's life, basically?
I think she should let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if she's telling the other family members and everybody on Facebook, I don't know. I mean, would you just still be like, because then you have to be like, well, it's not really after Stephanie, the girl over there. She's a little crazy. I love her, but it's for my aunt.
Well, she has to ask herself, who is it important to? You know what I mean? Like, if it's her friend, then just let her have that happiness. It only lasts a couple months. She'll tell everybody, get excited, and then next thing you know, people will get over it, and the child is still going to grow up and live on, and I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah. Plus, they're going to start calling her staff anyway.
Let her have that little time happiness.
Yeah.
She's your friend, and that's what matters.
I like that.
Yeah, that's she's good. Listening right now. It's great advice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good one, hon. Let's get to LaShawn this morning. Good morning, LaShawn.
Good morning.
So what do you think here? Would you tell your friend that, hey, it's not named after you, or would you just be like, yeah, it's great, don't worry about it?
It's kind of funny that I'm kind of going through the same situation. My daughter is named after my husband's sister, but that's also my mother's middle name. So,
did you that to kill two birds with one stone, or did
I just say, okay, you know, it's just both of your names, so it doesn't really matter, because she's still, like, y'all just sharing the same name.
That's
so
right.
It's no problem.
I like that. So you were, like, universal with it. You're like, hey, it's everybody. Everybody can have a little bit of my daughter.
Exactly.
That's good. Cute.
That's awesome. That's a good good way to put it, too. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right,
bye-bye.
I love.
That was a very nice. Cornell, good morning.
Good morning. I'm on the radio. They should just leave it alone, though. This is my first time on the radio. I was trying to get in yesterday, but y'all was so busy. But, they should leave it alone, though.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't tell the friend. You would just let her be, and then just it'll be fine.
It'll just be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to ruin something that's probably already good. So
it's simple joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all rock. Y'all cool. Y'all cool as fuck. I've been trying to get in y'all radio station for like about 2-3 years.
Wow.
And I
really?
Could never get in. And I finally got in.
Yeah,
I've been trying to win something off your radio station, but it'll just be so busy.
All right. Well, hang on a second.
Honey.
We're going to get you a morning show prize pack, okay, buddy?
Absolutely. Thank you.
What city are you calling from?
Madison, Wisconsin.
And what's your name? What's your name again?
Cornell.
Cornell.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. All right, nice Cornell. To meet you.
Hang on a
Everybody,
second.
Everybody, I'm on the radio!
Cornell!
Oh, my God. That guy was